This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. Tedros wants Tokyo's success to be judged by how, quote, cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible, and onward transmission is interrupted, end quote. Prior to the events, Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the world needs to see that Japan can stage a safe Olympics. A member of the United States men's beach volleyball team tested positive for COVID-19, NBC said Wednesday, the first infection for an American who was expected to compete in the Tokyo 2020 Games. Taylor Crabb's infection was detected over the weekend soon after he arrived in Japan, NBC said, citing his brother Trevor, who told the broadcaster it was, quote, terrible. Brisbane was awarded the 2032 Olympics Wednesday, triggering wild celebrations and fireworks as it became the third Australian city to host the Summer Games. Brisbane's victory looked a certainty after it was unanimously proposed as the single candidate for the 35th Olympiad by the IOC's 15-strong executive board in June. Australia hosted the Olympics in Melbourne in 1956 and in Sydney in 2000. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach confirmed the vote 72-5 with 3 abstentions. This is VOA News. Up to 2/3 of India's population may have been infected with COVID-19, a government study suggested Tuesday. The blood serum survey of about 29,000 people in June and July showed almost 70% of those tested had antibodies. The hundreds of millions in India without antibodies are more susceptible to severe infection. Only 13% of the adults in the study were fully vaccinated. 100 civilians kidnapped in early June by armed men in the village of Manawa in northwestern Nigeria have regained their freedom after 42 days of captivity, Zamfara state authorities said Tuesday. A Zamfara state police statement said, quote, the victims, who had been held by their captors for about 1.5 months, were released without the payment of any ransom, end quote. Northwestern Nigeria has been the scene for several years of the activities of criminal gangs who attack, loot, and kidnap villagers, stealing their livestock and burning their homes. A former senior editor of Hong Kong's shuttered pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily was arrested by National Security Police Wednesday morning. A police source told AFP the former executive editor-in-chief had been detained. In a statement, police said they had arrested a 51-year-old former newspaper editor for, quote, collusion with foreign forces, end quote, a national security crime. He is the 9th employee of Apple Daily arrested under a sweeping national security law that Beijing imposed on Hong Kong last year after huge and often violent democracy protests. At least 25 people have died after torrential rains caused landslides and flooded a city in central China, with shocking images showing passengers struggling against chest-high water inside a train carriage. As river embankments were breached and record downpours across Henan province, President Xi Jinping described the situation as, quote, extremely severe, end quote, with flood control measures entering a critical stage, state media reported Wednesday. The top Japanese Olympic sponsors are skipping the opening ceremony and scaling back their advertising ambitions as deep public opposition renders the Tokyo Games a toxic proposition. Auto giant Toyota said this week its executives will not attend Friday's ceremony after the public was barred over infection fears. Fewer than 1,000 Olympic officials and VIPs, including sponsors, are expected to be allowed into the stands. But firms have lined up to make clear their executives won't be among them. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.